Hello, my name is Leticia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No. Yeah, I'm just calling to find out some information.
Okay. I'll try my best to assist you.
Yeah. I live over here off of, in Robertsdale, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You know where that's at?
I have no idea. I live in Montgomery.
I was going to say, I was wondering if you guys are going to come over here. I live right beside the nursing home.
I have no idea.
And I live in an apartment complex. And I was wondering if you guys are going to come over here to give me my shot.
I have no idea. Are you trying to get someone from the county health department to come over?
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't the county health department. This is the coronavirus hotline.
Everywhere I looked on the county health department, they give me your number. They give me the same number that I have for you.
I don't know why, because we don't administer anything. Only thing that we do is try to provide people with information and guidance. We are not health providers. We do not administer vaccines. We don't know which vaccine will be administered first. We have no idea.
Okay. As far as I had a stroke. I'm slow. Okay.
No. You're fine.
As far as the COVID-19 there,
mm-hmm.
Where you at?
Mm-hmm.
I got the paper that says that you're in Baldwin County. My landlady gave me this three or 4 weeks ago.
Your county health department is in Baldwin County. I am not in Baldwin County. I am in Montgomery County.
So you won't be able to answer any questions that I need to ask about.
Not pertaining to Baldwin County. I cannot. I'm so sorry. I have no idea.
I bet you get a lot of calls, don't you?
I do get a lot of calls, and people think that I'm in their county, and I'm not. So I have no idea.
Because you're on this paper here about four times, and I've seen you every time I hung up the health department in my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I seen was this number.
I don't know why they're doing that. We try our very best to be as informative as possible. If I can research something for you, I'll be more than happy to do that. But I have no idea where Robertsdale is.
Well, my daughter-in-law came over yesterday and said, called me yesterday and said she'd take me to Mobile Sunday.
Okay.
To get the shot. And I thought, well, if they're going to come here and give it to me as a group, you know what I mean?
Who said that? Who's supposed to be coming over there to give it to you at the home?
Well, I heard, everybody else I talked to in all the other states have done that.
That's in another state. That's not Alabama. Every state is not set up the same.
Well, I thought that's why I thought I'd check it out and see.
Oh, no. Every state is not the same.
She told me that Robertsdale got left out this morning. She told me that they're not going to come here. But I thought I'd call and see if I could find out myself.
It's quite all right. But no, every state is not set up the same. So you'll have to check with someone at the local county health department. I can try to look for a number for the Baldwin County Health Department if you would like their number. I don't mind doing that for you.
Would you do that for me?
Sure, I will. I most certainly will.
Thank you.
Oh, that's not a problem at all. Here we go. Baldwin County Health Department in Robertsdale. Let me know when you're ready for their phone number.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 251.
251.
947.
947.
3618.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
worry about them sending me back to your number again.
There you go. There you go. So you can really try to find some answers if anybody is going to come and give you that vaccine, because that's what you really want to know.
Yeah, I want to know that, because I don't want to drive far up there, for one thing. Even though we have an appointment, I really didn't want to do that. I haven't been out of the house yet in about 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Because of this. You know what I mean?
Right. So I truly understand. Just trying to be safe.
Yeah, and I'm just, I said, I've stayed home this long, and I'd hate to think I get it.
Right. I truly understand that. Truly understand.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you have any other questions for me?
No. No, that'll
okay.
do. Thanks a lot.
Well, I hope that information has been helpful to you. If you need additional information, please visit adph.org or cdc.gov's websites. And thank you for calling the Alabama Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.